Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf chaf, and we're starting on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the brand new Mishnah, the brand new Perek. Actually, the first four words are not so brand new because we had them at the very beginning of the first Perek, at the beginning of our Masechta, and that's how we got to Shtayim Shein Arba, Yidiyas Atuma Shtayim Shein Arba, Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shein Arba, Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, and now we're going to talk about finally the crux of our Masechta, Hilchos Shvuos. And we start once again, like we began the Masechta Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and that is, there is only one pasuk that you find in the din of Echatas Oyel of the Yoyred. And that pasuk reads, Oy nefesh ki sishova levati besvasayim lahora oyli heitiv. Lechoyla sheyevati o'odem b'shvua v'nela mimenu. We're talking about a Shavuos Bitoy. Shavuos Bitoy, as we've had in the past, means levati b'sfasayim, that you pronounce and utter a Shavuos, and it's lahora oili hetev. The classic cases that the Gemara always says lahora oili hetev means either to eat, le'echol, and therefore that's considered to be lehetev. Of course, if you're eating nourishing food and not eating something that causes you to become obese chas v'sholem, or diabetic rachman litzlan. So, if you go and eat something which is good and healthy, that is lehetiv. And if you make a shvua shaloy oichal, I'm not going to eat, that's considered to be lahora. Now, both lahora lehetiv are both lehabos. Those are both futuristic. I make a shvua yes to eat, I make a shvua not to eat. The pasuk, however, doesn't talk about any shvua of l'sheova. At least it doesn't say so expressly. So Mietchim will see in the Gemara, not today, but in the future, that since the pasuk continues on, L'choil asher yivati od mishvo, that L'choil comes to tell you not only L'hora oili hetev l'haba, but also L'sha'ova, and L'sha'ova therefore would include Ochalti v'shaloi ochalti. And that's in fact how the Mishnah begins. Shavu shtayim shein arba, what are the shtayim that say beferish in the Torah? Lahora lehetev future, shvo she'oichal that I will eat, or shvo she'oichal that I will not eat. Gesundheit. Those are the shtayim. What is the extra two shehein arba? She'ochalti v'she'loyochalti. So therefore, that's the two, plus the additional two, which gets you to four. That's din number one. Now we start off a new din, which is quite fascinating. If a person makes a shvua shaloi oichal, I make a shvua, I will not eat the ochal kolshu, and I just ate a bisala, nishka adasha, and nishka kizayis, and nishka revias, and nishka kibeya, but a mashahu, says Rabbi Kiva, you're chayiv. Div Rabbi Kiva, omrulay Rabbi Kiva, hech matzin of oichal kolshu shu chayiv. Shizechayiv. I never heard of something like that. There's always a minimum. It's usually a kizayis. And here all of a sudden you're saying, even a mashu, how could that be? Amar Rakiva, it's not such a novel statement. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that it's not only that medaber, that you make a dibur and you make a karban. Ooh, it's not an action. It's a lav shein b'maisa. He's just doing a dibur. It's more than that. What Rashi's saying is, the whole way that a shvua is chal is because the Torah says that whatever you say, that has the significance of a dibur, and ultimately a maisa, and you may be korban. So it's not that the Torah went and told you, we're not talking about chazer, we're not talking about chaylev, we're not talking about a non-kosher food. What we're talking about is the Kadosh Baruch Hu empowers everybody to go and create their own isurim by making a dibur. And, says Rashi, and typically the seichel of a person, when a person is making such a shvur, he's saying, I'm not going to eat anything. Right? When a person makes a shvur, I'm not going to eat, he's not thinking, I'm not going to eat a kazayas, I'm not going to eat a kebeya. He's thinking, I'm not going to eat anything at all. See the Rashi right before the wide lines, the last of the narrow lines. Medaba mevi karbin, now the first of the wide lines. Bishvil bitl dibura, you bring a karbin because he was mevatel his words. Vikimin the mishum bitl diburayu. Avze bitl diburay, even a masha was a bitl dibur. Sho'im aloi oichal date lesser atzim b'cholshu. When a person is aloi oichal, he's not starting to think, halachic, mit talmudic, mit rabbinic, mit gemaris, I'm making a shvuah, I'm not going to eat, period. Once I put anything into my mouth, I'm already violating my dibur. And so therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, this is not so novel, it's very understanding. Since I'm creating the isra myself through my dibur, and my dibur, implicitly, my kavana was a koshu, so automatically, once I'm mevatel my shvuah with the koshu, I am chayv.
So the other gavra, as it were, making the shvuah, and not in the chevsa, the volume of quantity that he's eating.
Okay, if you want to entitle it that way, that's fine too. But that's really not the essence. The essence over here is that when a person makes a shvuah and he asks himself, what was his kavana by shas the iser? It's as if he said explicitly, I'm not going to eat even a mashu. It's not like the isurim and the Torah, which we know, aloch lamish misinai, are with a shear.
Could we just have a refresher? What would be the difference to make a neder not to eat something and a shvuah not to eat something?
Very, very good. Beautiful. The question that you're asking is going to be addressed on the Gemara and the Amid days. The Gemara is going to say for our purposes, since we're talking about the carbon oil of the yoyred, the carbon oil of the yoyred only deals with a shvuah, it doesn't deal with a neder. How do I know? Because there's only one pasuk that talks about the din. If you can just turn around for a second and reach the Chumash there, you'll see that there's only one pasuk that deals with Shvuah's Bitoy in the Parsha of Oil of Yoyed. Remember, there are three Isurim that you bring a carbon Oil of Yoyed. That is for Shvuah's Eidas, for the Yediyah Satoma that we talk about, Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, and Shvuah's Bitoy. The whole Shvuah's Bitoy is all of one pasuk. What is that pasuk? What's the din? What does he have to do? He has to go and bring his carbon. Not by a neder. What happens if a person violates a neder? He's over on the din of Paliachel Devorites, and don't be machalel your words. However, if he was machalel his words by making a neder, and then Vanel and he forgot he made the neder and he violated the neder, no din of carbon oil of yoyed, because it's only by Yeshua, not by a neder.
There's no punishment?
Yeah, there's no form of kapara al yidei carbon. Because the only time you have a carbon, normal carbon, is if there's an iser kares. If you violate the neder, there's no kares involved. However, if you're dealing with a shvua, a legabe, lohar lahetiv a shvua's bitoy, and you violated the nelam by mistake, then you have to bring a korban oil of yoyed. There is no kapara given legabe the neder. If you're oiver leyachal devoroi, then you're oiver. Whether or not you get malchus or not, that gets already into questions about a lav she'ein by maisa, lav she'yesh by maisa, and things of that nature.
One second, when you say over, are you saying over b'mezid or shogeg?
Gabi korban oil of yoyed, it's b'shoygig. Gabi malchus, it's b'mezid. It depends on the subject matter. Zog Gemara.
There's no difference between object and subject here, between neder and shvuah.
We're going to talk about that mitzvah in great depth. I was happy to address Ariel's question, because unfortunately for all of us, Ariel always has to leave somewhat prematurely, so he wasn't going to get to the Amid Beis. But mitzvah, we get to the Amid Beis, we're going to talk about neder and about shvuah. It's on Leibniz. If you want to know the basic nafkimina between a neder and a shvuah is you're saying about yourself an isur. This goes back to Barry, which is the chilik between a gavra and a chefza. What's the chilik between a gavra and a chefza? When you make a neder, you're saying, I'm not going to use this gemara chas v'shalom. I'm not going to go and drink this cup. That's not a neder. That's a shvuah. I am not going to do X, Y, Z. I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to learn, I'm not going to do all of those things. That's a shvuah myself. If I say that this gemara is osur upon me, this cup is osur upon me, this chumash is osur upon me, that's the neder, because you're referring to the object and not to the person. Okay, that's in terms of the terminology. But very often the gemara, however, goes back and forth. It is not that precise. Well, Mitchell will talk for it. Okay, we start off the Mishnah. A person makes a shvuah she'oichal. Oichal means that I will eat. Make sure don't violate that. So to one of the meimra, the she'oichal diachilna mashma. Sounds like you make a shvuah she'oichal. What does that mean? I swear to eat. Diachilna mashma. I will eat. Or many, I have another Mishnah where it says just the opposite. Where is this Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, even though it talks about Shavuos. Shavua loy oichalach. Shavua she oichalach. Loy shavua she loy oichalach. All of these are all Osir. They're all Isur. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, it's talking about a person that is begging the other Pavel, please come to my house for Kiddush and Shabbos morning. I beg you, please, I plead with you. He's such a covet for me. Please come to my house Shabbos morning. And the person does not want to go. And he makes one of three responses. Shavua loy oichalach. I'm making a shavua, a vow. Don't bother nudging me anymore. Don't send me 3 emails and 10 texts. Shavua loy oichalach. I make a shavua. I'm not coming. I'm not going to eat with you. Or he says, Shavua she oichalach. I'm making a shavua on anything that I would eat from you. I'm making a shavua not to eat it. Or he says, Loy shavua she loy oichalach. What I won't eat from you will not be a shavua. Which means that what I will eat from you will be a shavua. In all of these three cases, it's osur. What's the Gemara's kasha from the middle case? Shavua she oichalach. I make a shavua on anything that I would eat from you, I'm not going to. Ah, so I see that that means not to eat. But we just said in our Mishnah, Shavua she'oichalach means yes to eat. So make up your mind. Does oichal, Shavua she'oichal mean yes, or does it mean no? So Amar Abaye says, it's very easy. La'oilam da'achil namashma. The word Shavua she'oichal means a Shavua that I will eat. Aye, the Braisa says, that I won't eat. I said it's a mission to Abraisa. I said that I won't eat. It depends on whether you have somebody nudging him to eat or not. Nobody's bugging him and pestering him. I want you to come over to my house for Kiddush. And so therefore, if he says on his own, one bright morning, I make a shvur that I will eat, that means that I will eat. Finish. And therefore he uses any one of these expressions, and perhaps all of these expressions, he says, I'm not going to come to eat. When he makes a shvua, and he says, shvua of oichalach, when he means to say, shvua shaloy oichal, if the guy is nudging him and pestering him, you can tell by his response, no, I'm not coming. So even though he used the expression, shvua shaloichal, it's not like our Mishnah, which means shvua that I will eat, but rather shvua that whatever you want to serve me, that you expect me to eat, I beg you shvua, I'm not eating. Forget about it. No. If you look at Rashi, 2 lines from the bottom of the Omid, shvua she'oichaloch, back in the Omid base, shvua she'oichaloch, bi'isa shvua yehei olai, ma she'oichal mishalcha. You want to serve me by the kiddush, you want to give me some schnapps, you want to give me a piece of cake, a piece of herring, whatever. Whatever you want to give me, I'm making a shvua, ma she'oichal mishalcha. That's when your person is nudging him, misarvim by. But if he says shavua she'oichal normally in a vacuum, what's the din? Shavua she'oichal that he will eat after all. Okay, so that was teretz number one to explain the shavua she'oichal. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says that the braisa tni shavua she'i oichal. In other words, in the middle case, when it says shvua she'oichalecha, just throw in 2 letters, shvua she'i oichalecha. I means like ein, that I will not eat from you, and that's why it means that I won't eat from you. Frankly, more, if that's what you're doing, you're adding those 2 letters, that's chadava pashit. When you're saying shvua she'i oichalecha, it's like shvua she'loi oichalecha, it's the same, you're just repeating yourself. Shavua le'oichalcha, shavua she'eini oichalcha, or shavua she'i oichalcha. These are all synonymous. Why does the Mishnah Braisa have to use those terms, she oichalcha? So to mamar the same malishna deskilele. I would think that perhaps that person is slipping or stumbling over his words. Very often a person speaks, he doesn't automatically speak clearly, but sometimes he stumbles. Maybe he has a cold and he's coughing and he's sneezing at the same time. So therefore, when he said she'i oichalecha, maybe what he really meant to say was shvua she'oichalecha, but he stumbled a little bit in the she'oichal. He meant to say she'oichal. He meant to say osnecha, and he said osnecha. He meant to say she'oichalecha, and he said she'i oichalecha. That wasn't intentional. He was just stumbling, and so therefore, maybe taka shvua she'oichalecha. Maybe he's making shvua. I'm coming. You don't have to bother me anymore. You don't have to send me my 12th text. I'm coming. So that's what I might have thought. Kamash Malon, that's what he comes to tell you. No, that it was not, don't assume that it was a stumbling statement. When he says She'i, it means I'm not coming. Yes.
I'm always a little bit confused because I always thought if someone is refusing an invitation, he says she'i ocha mishalcha. The licha sounds like I'm going to feed you, not that I'm going to eat from you. Mm-hmm. And that language always kind of throws me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is that
let me ask you, when you say shvua she'ocha licha or shvua loy ocha licha, it's also mishalcha. All of these
are being.
It could be that in Aramaic they were a little bit more succinct, and therefore the word.
Okay.
Don't think of it in Hebrew, but Aramaic. But
just like in the Dharm, we have the concept of Lashon Mishune. Are we going to have that here?
It's a very good question. We'll have to proceed into the challenge. Stay tuned. Exactly right. Beautiful. Okay. Tanurban says the Gemara. The word. Now, this, the Braisa on the surface, as you'll see, is a little bit cryptic, and the Gemara is going to have a couple of pshatim to understand it. So we start off Tanurba. If a person says the word mifta, that's a shvur. What means mifta? If he says mifta she'oichalecha or mifta this bottle olai, the word mifta is a lashon of shvur. Where do we get this from?
That bitoy.
The word bitoy, exactly. And that's the pasuk that we keep on referring to. That's number one on the left hand side. Nefesh kisi shavu levati besvasayim. L'chayla sheyevate ya'odam. So if you use the word mifta, that's a lotion of shavu. And the Gemara is going to bring more psukim in a short distance. If you want to skip ahead a little bit, see, just past halfway down, it says El Morabaya, mifta shavu mehacha. It says in the Pasimim, hoyoy si'eli ish undere aleha. A young lady gets married and she already has pre-existing nedarim. Or she has pre-existing miftas. What means a mifta? A mifta means that she put on herself a shvua at one time, shvua to do this, or shvua not to do this, or what have you. So when you use the term mifta, automatically it means a shvua. When you use the term isar, not isur with a vav, but isar, that's also a shvua. Where do you have that lashon of shvuas isar? Again, if you go down halfway down the Amid, you have Kol Neder v'Chol Shvuas Isar La'anis Nafesh Ishi Yikimenu Ishi Yiferenu. So the word Isar is also a Shvuah. So if you say Isar Dover Ze Olai or Isar Shani Oichel Oloi Oichel, if you say the words Shvuah She Oichelach or Shvuah She Oloi Oichelach, so we already had in our Mishnah, that's a normal Shvuah Bitoi, Shvuah She Oichel, I make a Shvuah that I will eat, or Shvuah She Oloi Oichel that I will not eat. So therefore the Braisa is telling you, instead of saying using the word shvur, I say mifta she'oichel or mifta she'loi oichel. It's as if I said shvur. And so it would appear the same thing by isra. If I say isra she'oichel or isra she'loi oichel, again that's a form of a shvur. That's so far easy. But now the Braisa continues on. Isur, isur. When you say the word isur, I'm not sure. Im ata oimer isur shvur chayiv. The Imlav Parter. If you use the term Isser, says the Braisa, I'm not sure. If you meant Isser Shvur, you're Chayiv, and if not, Parter. For what do you mean to say? Im Ata Oimer Isser Shvur, right? How did the Braisa begin? Mifta is a Shvur. Isser is a Shvur. Isser, Isser, I'm not really sure about the Isser of the Isser in terms of the Shvur. So Im Ata Oimer, if you're going to go and tell me the Isser is a Shvur, then you're Chayiv. What do you mean? Im ata oimer, if you're going to tell me isser is a shvur, you just said that shvur is the isser is a shvur. That was the third and fourth word in the braisa. Mift is a shvur, isser is a shvur. Yeah, but if you're going to go and tell me isser is a shvur, then you're chayv. If you're going to tell me that isser is not a shvur, then you're butter. Frank Timur, what do you say? Im ata oimer isser shvur. For Amrish, you already said toich de dibur isser is a shvur. What's meant? So you'll see in the Gemara we're going to have two pshatim of Abaye and Rav. I'm going to buy Hachikama. And we start again the beginning of the Braisa. And Mifta, if you say the word Mifta Oichalach, Mifta She'oichal, or whatever, that's a Shvur, no question. Isser is not, like we said until now, Isser is a Shvur. Isser is a Mitvis B'Shvur. The Gemara sometimes says Matvis B'Shvur. Now what does that mean, Matvis B'Shvur? So Rashi explains that we're talking about a situation where you say a, not that the Isser is the situation of Matvis B'Shvur, but has the status of a matnas b'shvua. What does that mean? So Rashi says, l'moshel, you can look at Rashi, Isser mitvas b'shvua, about 10 lines from the top of the Yom. Isser mitvas b'shvua. Isser olai kikar zu. He says, Isser olai this kikar. Harihu kimishin nishba al hakikar. V'chozvi omad al kikar acher harizeh kozeh. I have on the table over here two kikarais, two loaves of bread. On the first loaf of bread I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat the machmet ha-shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar. And then I look at the second one, and I don't use that same expression, I just say, zeh kozeh. This should have the same status. This should have the same...
So you're lumping together?
In a sense.
Extending. It's a nazirus, you always have this, somebody says, me too. Somebody says, I'm going to be a nader, another... And somebody says, and Amathis and his Naziris.
Very good. And then we're going to have a Machloikis. And then the Gemara is going to say what happens if the first one is afterwards. He's Shoyuan Naziris. It's automatically Shoyuan his as well. Good. Anyway, so that's Zekozet. So now in our case, the Isser, he did not say those words. Zekozet. However, the halachic status of an Isser is as if he went and said zeh kozeh and extended it. So looking at the Rashi again, iser mitzvah b'shvua, iser olai kikar zu. He says, I'm putting on an iser on this kikar. Really, this type of language more a neder language than a shvua language. But the Gemara very often the Gemara is not so particular, especially because the Gemara is going to say on the last line, all the way in the bottom, midrav matvus b'neder, neder matvus b'shvua, shvua. The Gemara is a little bit.
Ambiguous?
Not ambiguous. Gemara is
generous, broad, liberal.
Okay, liberal. In other words, Gemara is not so particular, meticulous. Often, when we speak about the specific text of the neder or the shvus, even though this is really an isra of a neder, Gemara is being a little bit lax and say yo, this is an isra of a shvua. So the isra of a shvua is the kikozer olai kikazu. Hari hu, it has a status kimi as if first you made a shvua on a kikar. And then, meaning you made a shvuah, loy oichal kikar zeh, because we omal kikar acher, and the other one he said, and you too, you have the same fate as the first one. Shehit pisas hasheni barisha. Aha. Therefore, getting back to our Gemara, so Tabaya, when you say, isir, it's as if you mitfas b'shvuah, as if you said zeh kazeh. Now the question is that good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? Okay, so it's matvas b'shvuah. So what's the status? Isur. What's the din of a person who's being matvis b'shvua? Zot de braise. Imat oime mitvis b'shvua ki moiti shvua mipiv dami chayv. If you hold that being matvis b'shvua has the same status as making a shvua, that the zeh kozeh, which is a very lax form of undertaking a shvua, you're saying this one like that one. Theoretically, this one like that one could mean it's just as well baked as the other one. The first one is well done and this is well done. Or maybe it's as crusty as the other one. It's just as large as the other one. He just said zeh kozeh. I'm understanding that zeh kozeh means a shvua. But does it have, halachically, is it a shvua or not? In mata'im and mitvis b'shvua, kemoiti shvua mipiv dami, then you're chayv. V'imlav, if you hold that a zeh kozeh formulation is garnished, here too, the issa would be part, would be garnished. Ah, so therefore, what Abaye is saying is, when we said initially in this braisa that Isser is a shvua, not Isser is a shvua, Isser is a matvis b'shvua. And then the braisa continues on. Okay, is that good or bad? Isser, Isser. Say, matoim, if you tell me that every matvis b'shvua is a shvua and you're chayiv, then Isser is also chayiv. If you tell me that every matvis b'shvua is not chayiv, then this also will not be chayiv. And so therefore that's the continuation of the braisa. It has the status like being matvis. Is that good or bad? Well, it depends on what you hold. If you hold matvis is a shvur, then isr is a shvur. You hold matvis is not a shvur, then isr also not a shvur.
Okay, if the context is like in the case of the nazir, in the sense that I want to be a nazir, and so then me also.
Right.
So the case, so the context usually shows what it means.
Right.
And since we have, I think also the Gemara says adam b'shvur, you have to ask the person, what did you mean? So when you say chayev or pater, it's a person chayev or pater or korban, not malchus. It's not something that is going to be imposed on him by a bezdin. So why are we straining? Did you mean a shvua? In case if you over it, you're chayev. I mean, it's no. Why all these gymnastics?
a person is matzis b'shvua by saying, I really... The Gemara later on is going to talk about, is there a difference between matzis b'shvua and matzis b'neder. Matzis b'neder l'choyr is easier to understand. If I say that this cup is usher to me, and I have another cup, and I say zeh kazeh, and that's also usher to me.
Right.
When you're talking about a shvua, it's a little bit more strained. Because the first one said, on this cup, I asked upon myself to drink the water, the seltzer in this cup. And this cup should be the same. What do you mean this cup should be the same? I really should say, and the issur that I took upon myself on the first should also be the same on the second.
Okay.
But he didn't say it. He just said zeh kazeh. So therefore, you have now a question. Is matzis b'shvua an effective way of enunciating a shvua? Or okay. It's a shortcut which doesn't work? And whatever you're going to paskin, like matzis b'shvua, says abaya, that's pshat in the brisa, by using the word iser. If you go and say, iser this cup of seltzer on me, since we're saying that it has the same status like a matzis b'shvua, if you all know the matzis b'shvua works, then it's tak osur b'shvua. If matzis b'shvua doesn't work, then this iser also doesn't work.
What was this lesson? Iser aser? Or should you say
Iser Shvuah? He says, Iser, Rashi used the expression Iser Dover Ze Alai. It's a little bit easier to understand. It was really more Matzis Benader concept, because Dover Ze Alai would really be more Iser She'oichal Dover Ze, or Iser She'loi Oichal Dover Ze. We're saying that that is a case of being Matzis B'Shvuah. If Matzis B'Shvuah works, then that works to go and make it either Shvuah that I will eat, or the Shvuah that I won't eat. If however you tell the Matzis B'Shvuah is meaningless, then this Iser is also meaningless. That's how Abaye learns Pshat in
what's
the
right. What's the difference not devarving Iser?
The word Isur is a universal term that you have an Iser. Chaylev is osur, and chazer is osur, and treifamid is osur, and basar b'cholev is osur. So those are isurim. Isurim means things which prohibitions that you're not
binding,
allowed to do.
Binding
isur. You're using from the lashon lesser isur on that. Here the word isur is you are creating a new shvua on yourself, and the word isur without a vav means that isur is a synonymous term to being matfis b'shvua, the way Abaye learned. And if matfis b'shvua works, then Isa works. Matfis b'shvua doesn't work, then Isa doesn't work. They're trying to create new Isurim on himself. Does it work? It doesn't. Frey Dimar. So, according to the way Abaye learned, Mift is not a shayla. Mift is a chavad b'shvua. Mift is b'shvua, nothing to talk about. By Isa, it's matfis b'shvua. No, then it depends. Is matfis b'shvua? You're nish. We made the mifta shvua. How do you know that mifta is taka loshan of shvua? Dichsiv, I nefesh kisi shav levatim es vasayim. Our pasuk from the din of a karm oil of yard. So then, levata is mifta. So frankly, more iser nami dichsiv. Doesn't it say in the pasuk kol neder v'chol shvuas iser? How does the pasuk continue on? La'ano is nefesh ishah yekimena v'ishah yefeirana. This is a pasuk beginning in Parshas Matos, where it's talking about a person getting married, and he discovers that his wife has pre-existing shvuas on the darim. Can he be mefer? Can he not be mefer? Can he say, Etanai, we're only getting married on Lanasik, you don't have any darim? And what happens if they got married and he finds out afterwards that she's an Ishin Nadronis? So those are very fascinating sugyas elsewhere. But what we do see in this pasuk is, V'chol shvuas isar. Also, isar is a lashon of a shvua. So, Ibazoi, Manishtana Mifta from Isa. The Mifta is, Shvua, nothing to talk about. Yeah, that's good, that's wonderful. You say Mifta, Oichalach, Mifta, Shalai Oichalach, effective, valid. But Isa, I'm not so sure. It's a Matvis Bishvua, it's a Matvis Shvua. Work, doesn't it work? You say Shvua is Isa. Isa Lechor should be just as strong and just as valid and effective as Mifta. So tomorrow, Ella, and my, the Isa, Mifta's Bishvua, I'll tell you how I know that Iser is really a mitvis b'shvua. In other words, I'm attaching to an existing shvua. Tichsiv says in the pasuk, "Oy osra Iser al nafsha b'shvua." She's asering upon herself an Iser from the lashon of shvua, al nafsha b'shvua. B'shvua means that there's a pre-existing shvua which she's attaching by using the lashon of Iser. She's extending it on herself and saying, Iser b'shvua. That's how the Gemara says Abaye, that Iser means not just plain shvua, it means, hey, Iser, you're attaching, you're not that you're doing that expressly. But that's the implicit understanding of what an Iser is. You're matvis b'shvua. Where does Abaye take this from? Oh, from this pasuk. Because Asra Iser al nafsha b'shvua, meaning there was already a shvua there from before, and on that shvua, oh, me too, I have this. So therefore that has the status like a matvis b'shvua. Frank Timora, if that's Uriah, because it says Isar Bishvur, Miftan Amyoksid, Lachola Shivati Oda Bishvur. Oh, see, then Mifta is also attaching to some sort of pre existing Shvur. So Manishtana, Mifta Shvur, nothing to talk about. Isar, however, that's at Matvis Bishvur, and then it depends whether Matvis Shvur works, it doesn't work. Isn't Mifta in the same basket, in the same status? Elon Mabaya, no. Don't learn that Mifta Yeshua from that pasuk by Oyla V'Yoyrit that we quoted initially. Kisishova Levati B'Svosayim. L'chol HaShivati Omishvah. No. Rather, from another pasuk. Again, going back to the husband marrying the wife, and she has pre-existing Nedarim. Them hoyoy siya le'ish undarea aleha. Oy Mifta Svosea asher osra al nafsha. Here, it doesn't say any lashon of Shvua. It just says Mifta. This lady, the Chosin and Kala, are discussing their previous status and their current status. And Ho Yisili is, she's getting married to him, and she has Nidorim, a pekel of Nidorim that she has with her. Or she has a mift of Svasir, Asher Asra Nafsha. Notice it doesn't say anything in this pasuk about Shvua, just Mifta. Oh, be the Shvua like Omar. Soy Bazoi, what's the Osra al Nafsha? B'may Osra Atzma? B'mifta. Oh, you see that the word Mifta is a form of taking upon yourself a Shvua, and it doesn't involve any pre-existing Shvuas that you should go and say, well, you're being madness for Shvua, because it doesn't say the word Shvua in the Pasuk at all. It just says Mifta Svasel. And that Mifta is an Isser al Nafsha. Oh, so you see that Mifta is a form of.
Yeah, Shvur. But I mean, can we say maybe Nedarim and Shvur are interchangeable, just like we said Chaya and Behema are interchangeable?
And therefore?
Meaning that just because it doesn't explicitly say Shvua and just Nedar, so maybe they're interchangeable.
Understood. The Gemara is not focusing now on the distinction between Shvua and Nedar. The Gemara is focusing on the distinction between Mifta and the word Isar. When we're saying Mifta, that's a clear cut Shvua, nothing to talk about. Isar, that's really a Matvis B'Shvua situation. So if your whole Matvis B'Shvua is effective, then this works. If your whole Matvis B'Shvua does not affect them, then it doesn't work. So Mara says, where do you find the difference between Mifta in the Torah and Isar in the Torah? I'll find you. Because here the word Mifta is on its own. It doesn't say Mifta attaching and extending some other thing that he's doing Matvis. The Mifta, Osra Nafsha, period. Masha Enkim, when we talked about the Isra before, we said, Osir Isra al-Nafsha b'Shvua. So therefore the Gemara assumes, by saying Isar al-Shvua, that there was some sort of pre-existing Shvua. And the Isra now attaches to that, and that's why it has a status like a Mafis b'Shvua. That's why, says Abaye, there's a fundamental difference between Mifta and Isra. Because Mifta is on its own, not b'Shvua. Yes, Mifta Svasel. Oh, Shvua alone. It could be a neder as well, but not focusing on Shvua neder. We're talking about the fact that it's on its own. It's not a matvis situation. But Isra, however, is a matvis b'shvua. Why? Because the only time I find the Torah, and Isra, it says, Osir Israel nafsha b'shvua. B'shvua sounds like there's already a Shvua there from before, and now he's attaching it and extending it to something else. That's a matvis b'shvua.
In the case of the couple getting married, how is Osra al-Nafsha proof that it's a matvis?
Mm-hmm. It's not a matvis, okay. It says a mifta.
She had
either a neder or she had a mifta from before.
Okay.
What is that, a mifta? A mifta means a shvua. A shvua like gomer. It means like a shvua.
Okay.
And not that you're matvis, but shvua, a direct shvua. That was a pshat of a bayit. Rava is not happy with that pshat, because Rava Omar lo oilam eimalach mitzvah b'shua lav kemoy teshua mipitzam. A mitzvah b'shua is gurnished. When you say zeh kazeh, that's worthless. And if you're going to tell me that the koyach of an isar is all of that similar to a matvis b'shua, then there's nothing to talk about. It's gurnish mit gurnish. So oy bazoi. Now the question is, so how does he interpret this brisa? And we start again, mochin koma. Mifta is a shvua. That's nothing to talk about. Yeah? Mifta, you use the word mifta dover ze alai, or mifta she'oichalach, that's effective and has a status like a shvua. Okay. Isser nami shvua. Shvua, and the use of the word Isser is also a Shvua. However, with a big however, Asrei di Isser, what is the status of an Isser? Is it a Shvua or is it a Neder, which Ariel has been asking about for the last half hour? What is that about? Hitilo hakosa bein Neder l'Shvua. The Torah especially put the word Isser smack in the middle between Neder and Shvua. Where? In the pasuk that we're going to quote in a moment. And so therefore we have to see how to use the term Isser. Hoitzia b'loshen Neder, like Isser, kikerzu alai, was referring to the Chavtza. Oh, that's a Neder. If he said Isser b'loshen Shvua, Isser she'oichalach or she'loyoichalach, that's a Shvua. What do you mean? Where is this Hitila kosa bein Neder l'Shvua? Heichan Hitilai? It says in the pasuk, v'imbeis isha nadara, oy osra iser al nafshe bishvua. Oh, the pasuk begins in meis isha nadara, neder. Oy osra iser. Oh, that's our iser al nafshe bishvua. Since the neder, since the word iser in the Torah comes smack in the middle, sandwiched between neder and shvua, so then you have to look at the context. If he or she uses the term iser like a neder by saying iser kikerzu alai. Instead of saying neder iser or koinem kikar zualai, uses the expression of iser zualai. No, that's a form of a neder. If the person whoever said shvua shoyich and not shvua iser shoyichal iser shoyichal, that's the form of a shvua, not the form of a neder. So therefore, getting back to the original brisa, what Rav is learning the brisa is when you say mifta, there's no question that's a shvua. No question. When you use the term Isar, typically that's also a Shvua. However, not in all cases. It depends the context. If the context was Isar she'oichalach she'loichalach, that's a Shvua, just like Mift. However, if you go and say Isar kikazu alai, oh, that's a Neder and not a Shvua. Zokim of Azla Tamayu, the reason why Abaye learned the Braisa one way and Rava the other way, the Inmar, they go the Shitasa. Ditmar, we learned elsewhere that Matvis Bishvua, Abaye Omar Kimotzi Shvua Mipivdami. Even though in the Braisa, which we just learned, the Braisa didn't decide it. The Braisa said it depends on what your view is regarding Isser. Since it's a Matvis Bishvua, if you hold the Matvis Bishvua as a Shvua, then Isser is a Shvua. And if you hold Matvis Bishvua as not a Shvua, then Isser is not a Shvua. But Abaye independently, probably from other sources, decided that it is kemoite shvua mipivdami, and that's the reason why the braisa is going back and forth yotz and ish. For Rav Amar, no, there's nothing to talk about. Laf kemoite shvua mipivdami, and so therefore that cannot be shot in the braisa because it's a given that when you say zekah zeh, there's no such thing as being matbis v'shvua, and so therefore if you're telling me that iser has the status kemoite kematbis v'shvua, then that is worthless. Nothing to talk about. So what is the braisa talking about? It's talking about whether Isser is a neder or a shvua. Frank Dimor Meisvei. Eize Isser Omavateiro. Can you tell me a little bit more about this Isser that the Torah says in the Torah? Ha'oimer, hare olai, shaloi oichel basar, b'shaloi eshte yayin. I'm not going to eat meat, and I'm not going to drink wine. Ki yoyim shemeisvei oviv, just like the day that Chas V'Shalom, my father, passed away. Now, the Tosis speaks about this at length, but for purpose of our Gemara, Niyom Shemes Be'ovev means that this person had previously taken upon himself that on every yard site of his father, whenever it was, whether it's Chof Iyar or Hey Nisan, whatever the day is, he took upon himself either to fast the entire day, or at least not to eat basar, not to drink wine on that day. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought that there is a minig in many communities that on the yard site of a parent, children fast on that day. I don't know that it's that prevalent today, but I know people that so still fast on today. It's the Hasidim or Mezakim, just the other way around, exactly. However, but this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a minig in many communities that the family members go and fast after their parents. And he says, Shulchan Aruch, the Noisa Kalim say the Makor is from our Gemara, it's not brought anywhere else. In our Gemara, we see that there is such a concept of a person making a Neder not to eat on the father's yard site. Or, ki yom shemeis boi ploini. Others have the gears and not ploini, ki yom shemeis boi rabi. That there's a similar inyan if you're fasting on a day of your father's yard site, same thing as when a Rebbe passed away, your Rebbe, that you had your Rabbi Muvik, that you also take such a neder not to eat on that day.
If you make a shvua not to eat something without specifying an amount of time, how long is the shvua chal for?
That's a good question. I think Mar doesn't deal with that today. In other words, shvua shloi oichal, does
that mean? Stam is 30 days, right?
If you make a shvua not to sleep, then you're malchus immediately because it's a shvua shah. It's meaningless. So you're never going to eat.
What you're saying is correct. However, he made a shvua shloi ishan shloi shiyam. If he makes a shvua, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. That's an impossibility. So therefore, you allow him to go to sleep immediately, give him betcha. However, Shavua Shloi Ishan, within 1 day, a lot of people don't sleep a whole day, especially Mechim Shavuos, many of us will be up overnight and things of that nature. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, what Barry is answering to your question is, once it gets a physical impossibility that you can't live without eating for at least 3 days, 5 days, 8 days, 10, whatever that time period is,
I head out, so let's say you osser on yourself meat, but it's like 2 days before Pesach, and there's a mitzvah to eat from
That's a shvua keneged mashe kasuv b'Torah, and any shvua against what it says in the Torah, that is meaningless.
Batul
mevutul ke'afra de'ara, right? Just like chometz for Pesach. Anyway, so getting back to Arguan, Ariel, so can I speak to your principal to allow you to come half an hour later every day to work? You add so much to our share.
Thank you.
As well as to the Dominic.
And the Chucky Dories are good, too.
They're excellent.
Ala Malas from Alazatin. Now we just have to find a young lady that appreciates all of his malas. So now we get back to Argamar. So, again, we're saying that a person took upon himself, I rely, like a day which I've already sworn in the past that I'm not going to go and eat that day, or at least I'm not going to eat Basar V'Yayin that day. Like on a yard site of a parent, or a yard site of another Pliny, your rabbi, or even Kiyom Shenerik by Gedalia ben Achika. Even though you don't need to make a neder on that, because you're anyway not allowed to eat on Tzayim Gedalia, but nevertheless, if a person made a neder, I'm not going to go and eat on Tzayim Gedalia. And now he says, Isser Olai, like the day Kiyom Tzayim Gedalia, that is also effective as an Isser. I'm going to talk about that more on the Yomid Beis. Kiyam Shiro Yushalayim Bar Churbana. There are some that have as Aminik. I don't know of anybody that has Aminik today, but at least at one time in the past, that for the first time you go and see Yushalayim Bar Churbana, then that is such a devastating emotional thing that the person takes upon himself, I'm not going to eat wine, I'm not going to eat the mussar or drink wine for the rest of the day because of the shock of what he saw. The Yom Shmuel, and Shmuel added to all of this, we've already explained it that way, when would be the Isser effective? We started off the Braise, it's got to be that the Meshav Yoviv, that already pre-existing, I had taken upon myself to go and fast on my father's yard site, or on my Rebbe's yard site, etc. He already made a neder like that. And now he's saying, zeh kazeh, that this Isser that I'm making on myself now, is like the yardside Isser that I made previously in the past. Oh, so this certainly sounds like a matfis beneder situation. I already made a neder not to eat on my father's yardside, and now I'm not going to eat today the basar or drink wine today like that day of the yardside. So Bishlam Abayim and Bemachnas Beneder, Neder Matzah Bishvua Shvua. Abayim is fine with all of this because when we said they go to Shitasam, what did we say about Abayim? That Abayim said that Matzah Beneder is a Neder, Matzah Bishvua is a good Shvua, right? It was a lashon that we said before. Vazla Tamayu, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Vazla Tamayu, the Itmar Matzah Bishvua, Abayim Amid, Kimoyti Shvua Mitzvah. It's fully effective, fully works, Matzah Bishvua. Even though this price is really not talking about this Vishwa, it's talking really about this Beneder, because he says, Hari Olai, Shloi Oichel Basar. So that Hari Olai, Basar and Yayin, etc. Kiyoim Shemes and Omashmuel, Vushin Nodur Uba, he's attaching himself to another Neder. So just like Matvis Beneder works, Matvis Shu also works. So Chayla Tabai, he has a Makoyer to his Aloha from this price. Ella L'Rova Kasha. Since Rava says that Matvis Vishwa is Gunish, so presumably Matvis Beneder is also Gunish, yet this whole Bryce is working with Matfis Ben Eder. He's saying, Isr Zeh, Ki Yoyim Shemes Piyot, Ki Yoyim Shemes Piyot. Isn't that a Matfis Ben Eder? It's a Matfis Ben Eder work. A Matfis B'Shua should work. And Rava said, Matfis B'Shua is Kodnisht. Amlach Rava Tritzve Eimahachi. You have to explain it the following way. Ezeu Isr Neder Ha'omer Bat Torah. So Rashi says at the very top, we're not talking about Matfis Ben Eder. We're talking about the Isr Neder itself. Back to the Gemara. Ha'omer Hari Olai Shloi Ochel Basar V'Shloi Esh Teyayin Ki Yom Shemeis By Ov Ki Yom Shenerik By Ploini V'Yom Shmuel V'Shenod Uba Mi Oisei Hayoyim. This is not considered a Matfis Ben Eder. This is considered to be Neder Atzmai. Why? He said Ki Yom Shemeis By Ov. Sounds to me like a Matfis Ben Eder. So Rashi addresses this. See, the Rashi in the top line says Kolayma. This price is not a matfis benader. Hay tanalab a matfis benader ayri. Ella beikar neder ayri. Now skip three lines. Go to the fourth line. V'hachi ka'amar ezeu iser neder. I'm on the fourth line now. Ezeu iser neder. That the price is saying, I'll explain to you what an iser neder is. But what's a matfis benader? That's lav neder who says, Rav l'shitosei matfis benader is goodish. V'hechidomi matfis. Say, explain to me, what is a matfis benader? Ki goin shaloi pirish. Hari olai shloi oichel basa shloi eshte yayin. Ela omar hari olai yoim zeh ki yoim shemeis by oviv. He didn't spell out that shloi oichel basa shloi eshte yayin. He did it in a very succinct, very brief way. He says, today I feel like, or I take upon myself like the day that my father passed away, or the yard side of my father. So what does that mean? Says our Gemara, that would be a case of Matfis Ben Eder, which Rava says is meaningless. You didn't say anything. You just said, how do you lie? I take upon myself today, Tuesday, in the middle of Chodesh Iyar, that it should be like the yahrzeit that I have after my father back in the Chodesh Kislev, or whatever it happens to be. That's not really saying anything. So Matfis Bishvu and Matfis Ben Eder is zero. What is a Neder atzmoy, oh, when he uses the expression, Hariolai shli oichel basa, Hariolai shli eshte yayin, kiyoyim sheh meis bayovin, that really works, that's fine, because you're not doing al tzad fasa, that's because you're saying the words directly, clearly, that you're be'ikr neder ayin.
So Rava holds matfis never works neither by shur nor by neder.
At this point, okay. Going back to the original Basel Tamayu,
right.
Rav Oma Lav Kimoitzi Vishur Vdami. It says Gunish.
So we know from Nazir and
Nazir. I understand what you're saying.
So it's okay.
Maybe we're going to have Mitchum or we're not done with the Homer Sechti yet.
If I'm just looking at the language, though, it says Shalom Alcho, it almost sounds like a Shvua Lashon. It doesn't sound like a Nether. It doesn't say Haray Allah, you know, it just uses.
As I was saying before, the Gemara sometimes is a little lax in its being very precise. You're right. It's combining. When you say Hari Olai, oh, it sounds like a Neder. And then it says, Shalei Oichal, that's a Rosh Hashvuah. If you be pure Neder, it would be Hari Olai, Basar Zeh, Hari Olai, Yayin Zeh. And then if you wanted just a pure Shvuah, you would say, not Hari Olai, you would go make Shvuah or Isar, Shalei Oichal, Basar Zeh, or Shalei Eshta. The combination of the Hari Olai, that makes it a little bit room for confusion. But you're right. It sounds like a combination of Neder and Shvuah, but it's more Neder because it says Hari Olai, that's the Neder terminology. Okay, so getting back to Imar. So, Omelech Rava, Tritzvei Mahachi, second line from the top. Ezeu Isser, Neder Omis Batayra, not the case of a Matfis Ben Eder, but the Neder Atzmoy, Omer Hari Olai. That is an effective neder, and that there's no question. It's not matfis; it's a neder atzmi. Now, when Shmuel added v'shenod ubami oisei yoyim, what did Shmuel mean by that? What Shmuel means is that you have to add sheyidor bedover hanidor, which means what happens if I have over here in front of me a piece of cake, and I say that this piece of cake should be usher upon me. Just like Chazer, or just like Chalef. Does that affect a Neder or a Shvua? And the answer is no. Because your Neder has to be Bedover HaNodur, which would mean that if I have two pieces of cake, and I say about piece of cake number one, that I am asking it upon myself to eat like a Neder, and then I say, Zeh Kozeh, the second one should be just like the first one, so now I'm being Matfis, by a dover ha nodur, as opposed to when a person goes and he's matvis bedover ha osur. Dover osur, that's meaningless, because the Torah asks chazer and asks chaylev.
It's eligible for a neder.
Good, but to go and say that this piece of cake should be like a piece, like the piece of chazer, no. I mean, you can always say iser alai or
koinim.
Koinim alai, this piece of cake, that's fine. But to say that this piece of cake should be osur to me, just like the piece of chazer, that doesn't work. It's got to be noider bedover hanodor. How do I know? My time, Mama Krakus says, Ishki Yidor, Neder Lashem. What's this double Lashem? Yidor, Neder. Ach Yidor, Bedover Ha Nodur. Aha. So now, based on this, let's go back to the Brisa just for a short moment. I take upon myself, Ariolai, not to eat basar, not to drink wine, Ki Yom Shemes Be'aviv. Well, since I made a Neder on the Yom Shemes Be'aviv, I previously made a Neder, I'm always going to go and fast, or I'm always not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine. So that's Bedover Ha Nodur. So, what is Shmuel adding? That is a case of Nodav Yisayon. Says Yimur, I'll tell you, it's a chiddush. Kiyoim shenerek by Gedaya ben Achikam itzchichlei. That you're right. Kiyoim shemeis biyav dusnish kachiddush. The chiddush is on the same Gedalia. Because all kedai tachamina kimin dechiloi Nodav nami oser. After all, if a person doesn't make a neder, he's anyway not allowed to eat on same Gedalia. Maskim is midrabanan, not minatayr. Maskim, but nevertheless, it's osur. So I would think ki noder nami lehavi alei iser. I would think now, if he wants to say that I'm asking upon myself to eat meat and to drink wine today, like the day of same Gedalia that I previously made a neder not to eat on same Gedalia. I would say, Mister, I don't need your neder that you're not going to eat in Tzayim Gedaya. The Rabban already said you're not going to eat in Tzayim Gedaya. So I would think that you're noida bedover ha-osur, and not bedover ha-nodur. So if you more have a high lav matis b'nederu, and therefore it's worthless, kamash v'lo, no, that it does work after all, as long as he made an additional neder not to eat on that day of the Tzayim Gedaya, even
why?
Though it is a pre-existing
issue. Because it's a Rabbanan.
No. But it's already a dover. It's a dover of us.
Very good.
So why doesn't it?
You're right. So let's look at the Rashi. Hachigasin and Solka Daita Chamina. That's where the Yehavi. Now skip down to the last line of that Rashi. I'm reading the Ha'in Nami Medaraisu. Even if Tzim Gedai would be Menatoira, like Yom Kippur. Amrina, we're going to see lekamon daf chafei four days of Miat Hashem. Hanedorim cholim al dvar mitzvah kedvar horishus. Although by Shvua we say he's already mujba va'oimed, you can't go and add a Shvua to a Shvua. You can add a neder on a dvar mitzvah. You already have the mitzvah of not eating on Tzayim Gedalia. If now I say, I make a neder not to eat on Tzayim Gedalia, if I'm going to eat on Tzayim Gedalia, not only over the Isid Rabbon and the Inhalid, over on the Bal Yachil Tvar, which would be a din diraisa, and if two people go and give me Hasra, and assuming that you hold that by this type of shvua, you would get malchus. You didn't get malchus on the bal yachil devore. So nedarim are chal al dvar mitzvah.
But in case of nedarim, it has to be on something tangible, right? Mm-hmm. What's tangible here on the day? This day isn't tangible.
The iser of eating on
food. So the food, on the food of that day, the food you eat on that
all
day.
All the food in my refrigerator
is the tangible target of my neder.
Yes, yeah, so you have to say.
Unless the bar mitzvah is for the neder.
Wow. Psh, Givaldi. Okay, so, but you keep a lovely image.
Can I take your salsa?
Can I take your salsa? So, sure, of course. We're waiting for you to come. Have a wonderful day and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My father's your son.
Oh, so you shouldn't be drinking. Okay, enjoy.
He's not in the Gemara, is he?
He's not in the Gemara, yeah. Okay, so if you go back just for 1 second to the Amud Aleph, if you look at the final Rashi on the Amud Aleph, which starts 8 lines to the bottom, you know the Gemara might say Yoim. Shekibel Olav Kvar Neder, he was already Mekabel Neder previously. I'm never going to eat any more meat on my father's yahrzeit. See, he made a neder on Tzayim Gedalia, not on Tzayim Gedalia, with respect to Tzayim Gedalia. Even Tzayim Gedalia, I'm not going to eat anyway, but I'm going to add to that a neder that I'm never going to go and eat meat on Tzayim Gedalia. Oh, so that was the case of the neder. Now, where did he go to say today? Zeh Kozeh on such a neder says, Shmuel, who should not do Bami Oisayim. It's got to be that he already had a neder on Oisayim. See, Gemara said the case of a father's yard said, I made a neder not to eat. Exactly, it's a Dover HaNoder. So what's the Kiddush? That's not the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Tzem Gedalia, which is Asr anyway. So Gedai Chemin, if I place on that a new neder, that's Dvar Betelem, who tell him, who cares? When I make, subsequently, I make an Isser not to eat today, just like Tzem Gedalia, which I was Noider, but it's Asr anyway. Kamash Malon, as long as he added an additional neder to Tzem Gedalia. And now he says, I'm not going to eat today. Like Tzem Gedalia, that works, and it is an effective neder.
If it's Yom Kippur, then we know even Derashi, Rashi wouldn't have had to say it.
Exactly, so Rashi says, even if it was a Derashi, exactly. Rashi had it. We didn't go through the whole Rashi, but Rashi said there was another girsa that it's only osam midrabanan, that maybe that's the reason why neder is chal olav. Says Rashi, but that's not true, because even if it's the Raisa, we have the Imar Chafei, the Dorm Chal Mal Dvar Mitzik Dvar Rishis. Okay. Zokti Mar. So, put a period here, and now we start a new shtick of Yaf. Rabbi Yochanan Tzava Lo Keha Leha De Rava. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to Rava. Now, what did Rava say? Rashi says, the Isser Shaitzia Beloshin Shvua is a Shvua. You remember that Rava said it really depends on what the context was, because the word Isar in the Torah is sandwiched in between Neder and Shvua. So it was a context of a Neder, as a din of a Neder. So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rava that if the context of the Isar was a Shvua, it has the status of a Shvua. Where do we see this? Says the Gemara, Dechi Asar Rava, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mifta Loi Oichal Lach, like we had before, you make a mitzvah. He didn't say shvua le'eichalach. Miftol le'eichalach. Or iser le'eichalach. That's a shvua. Really, I thought iser is more like a neder, because I'm placing an isur with a vav. No. If the context of the isur was iser le'eichalach, that's the status of shvua, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rava in that respect. He also Rabdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oichal v'loy oichal. Okay, this is starting really a new sugya now. Now we're going to talk about the din of shvua sheker, and Shvua Shov for until the bottom of the Yomid, top of the Yomid Alf. Yosrav Dimi Yomar B'yechanan Oichal V'loi Oichal is a sheker. If a person says Shvua Sho'oichal that I will eat, and ultimately he does not eat, he's a shakran, he said a lie. Or if he made a Shvua Loi Oichal, I'm not going to eat, and after that he ate sushi and pizza and all the rest, a shakran, a lie, it's a sheker. Where's the Asorah that the Torah says don't do it? That's the shvua. That's the issur, the azhar in the Torah. Don't make a sheker. On the other hand, if a person made a shvua, ochalti, I ate, and it's not true, he didn't eat.
Of course
not. Or he made a shvua, lo yechalti, I didn't eat, and he really did eat, that's not a sheker. That's called a shav. Why is that called a shav? Says Rashi, because ab initio, from the moment that he uttered the words, it was already dvarim b'teim v'utam.
How do you define sheker then?
Sheker is because the future. I will eat to the future. And he didn't eat later on. He's a chakran. He's a liar. But when he said...
But he's only a chakran.
Yes.
After the time passes.
Maskin.
And he didn't eat.
Maskin.
So it's on the past.
Maskin.
So why is it a sheker now? Why is it a shav now? If it's already... if he's saying it now...
That's the definition of the word sheker. Sheker means to say a lie. When you're saying about something in the past... You'll say that...
That to me is more of a definition of life, because in the past something is definitive, it happened or it didn't happen, it is or it isn't.
Guess what?
What?
You go to the Omer Aleph, fifth line from the top, Ki Osir Rabban Omer B'yam Omer Vo Omer B'yachan, Ochalti V'lei Chalti, what is that?
Sheker.
Just like you're saying.
Thank you.
But no problem. But Rav Dimi Omer B'yachan disagrees with Rabban Omer B'yachan, and as you found already many times in Shas.
So the Rabban came in, then Rav Dimi came in and clarified it.
Or Rav Dimi said first, and Rabban came later. Whatever. Anyway, he holds that sheker is only futuristic. If you're talking about the past, that's not called a sheker, that's called a shav. Why is that called shav? Because when you utter the words, you're already saying things which are nonsense. It's not true, you ate. Don't say you didn't eat. You said you didn't eat. You ate. So, okay, so that's what called a shav. Vazerot semehocha, what would be the asara? He says, shavakechol ha-shav. Vuzmen afkim, it's a sheker, it's a shav, it's this passing, that passing. Says Rashi, if the person is doing it, amazing, and he's getting hasra, and assuming that you hold that there is malchus by such a shvua, and we're going to talk about that later. No, so then you have to go and give the proper hasara. When a person is about to eat chaylev, you can't go and say, don't eat it, you're eating chazer now. That's a worthless type of hasara.
Sure.
You have to talk about the chaylev. Here too, you have to say that you're going to be over on sheker, or you're going to be over on lashav. So that would be the nature of the nafkimina between the equal of shaker, shav, sheker. these psukim, the
azhar. It's azhar related, not substantive.
It's substantive only that it has substantive nafkimin alalocha, that if he gave the wrong hasra, it's worth it. Koinam is more of a nedarim dekeinyan. Instead of saying the word korban ze alai, he said koinam ze alai. And the Gemara says in the very beginning of the long run on the first omid of nedarim talks about that this is loshen shibodu me'atzmam, because they didn't want to use a word like it said in the Torah, korban lashem, koinam lashem, etc. Anyway, so koinam is a form of neder, ye'oiver belo yachel dvoroi, but you're not over on those other yisurim of the Sofei Yoshua. And here's not only nafkimina legabe malkis, it's also nafkimina if he did it with a helim, in other words, he forgot that he made this neder, if you forget that you made a shvua and you were over, then you have your korban oyle v'yard. However, korban liyor doesn't apply to nedarim, like we quoted the pasuk before. It only talks about ish kiyavate oinevik yisishova levate v'sasayim l'arad etiv choshevati odam b'shvua v'nelem imenu. It's only a din of korban liyor by a shvua and not by a neder. Okay, so now we made a clear distinction between shav and sheker. Meisvei shav v'sheker echad hein. Ay. We just spoke for the last 5 minutes. It's a different shav sheker. It's exactly the same thing. My lamb and a shav the sheover af sheker nam le sheover al machaltim lechalti shekeru. Aren't they basically synonymous? Well, what are you talking about? Everyone, not me the area hakiri isa v'hakiri isa. No, when it says echad him, what they really mean is they both have a status of a shvua. This has called a shvua shav, and this is a shvua sheker. This has that passing, then has that passing. But hakiri isa v'hakiri isa, we just mean that they have the same status of both shvuas. But we're not saying that they're exactly the same. So what's the kavan of the Bryson when he's saying dover echad hein? I'll tell you. The bedivar echad nemru, that when the Torah gave the iser of making false shvuos lashav or lashaker, it was bedivar echad. Where do we have that concept of bedivar echad? Very famous. Zekidasani, zokha b'shama bedivar echad nemru. Zokha shem b'shav zekachay. Shama shem b'shav zekachay. That's of course the first Aseres Adibris, and that's the second Aseres Adibris, Zocha B'Shomar, says Chazal very famously, B'Dibur Echad Nemru, Masha'in Yochel Apel Adava, Masha'in Oizin Yochel Lishmoy. We human beings would not be able to say the word Zocha B'Shomar simultaneously. It would just be a jumble, and you couldn't understand it simultaneously. But Rabban Yishlom, of course, says Kol Yochel can do everything. So therefore, that's what the Shav and the Sheker Dover Echad means, that they were B'Dibur Echad. Frey Timura, what's the significance? Mishlei Mahasam B'Dibur Echad Nemru. It's teaching halachas. Kedav Adabar Havad, Yemarav Adabar Havad, Noshem Chayov, is B'Kiddush Shayoyim, Tavar Toya. Women have to hear Kiddush just like men, or they have to make or listen to Kiddush just like men. Why? After all, it's Chamitza Seisha's Man Gromma. Women are potter in Mitzvah Seisha's Man Gromma. They should be potter from the Zohar as Yom Shabbos Lekachoy, because it's a Mitzvah Seisha. So why are they mechuyev kiddush yom? Oh, the amikra zach b'shamar. Koshi yeshnoi b'shmira, yeshnoi b'schira. Shmira, of course, is a lav. Whenever it says yishomer, al is all lavin. Ah, so shomer is yom shabbat kachya means b'shamar not to do any malacha. None of the lametes malachis. Does that apply to women? Yes, because although women don't have a mitzvah say shazman mitzvah say shazman grama, but they do have a mitzvah loisase shazman grama. So therefore, koshin yeshem b'shmira, since all women are mechuyev in shmira, yeshem b'shchira. Bani nashi hoyv it's no b'shmira, they're not allowed to do any malacha. It's no nami b'shchira. That's why it makes a difference. Shkoyach rabbi nishalem shzocha b'shamad dibarecha to tell you this din. Elohachal mai hilchasam yiboyle. Why are you telling me shav mecheker adibar echadein? First of all, I'm not even sure what he means by dibar echadein. Where does it say in the third shav and sheker simultaneously? But regardless, what is halacha teaching us? Didn't you just say that still you have to give a separate malkis asra based on this passing and that passing? Right. So what does it mean, dibar echad? Says Gemara, you know what? You're right. Forget about what I just said. Ela, kishem shaloik al shav, kach loik nami al sheker. Just like if a person said a shvur shav, he gets malkis. If he's a shvur sheker, he also gets malkis. Frey Timura, klapi lai, it's the other way around. Now why is it the other way around? Why is it any better? Because sheker, remember, means for the future.
Right.
For the future, he says, shvur shaloi oichalocha, shvur shaloi oichal basar v'yayin. I'm not going to eat. And what did he do? And he ate. So they say, shvur was alav sheyesh by maisa. Shvur alav sheyesh by maisa. Everybody agrees. They get them patch. But the Gabi, the Shvua Shav, which was a Chalti, Veloya Chalti, which already took place, this Shvua, there was no Maisa. There was no Maisa. It was just.
It, locked in, it was baked in already.
Exactly.
So it's just a review. It's retrospective.
Oh, so that's the Kavana of this Brisa when it says that Shav, Vesheker, the Gabi what? That I hold that a Lav She'ein by Maisa Taka Loikin, or at least, even if not universally, but the love of a shvua. Why love of a shvua? So tomorrow pshita, high love, aren't they both loving? So tomorrow the same can omale rapapali abaya, lo yinaka klau, kamashim alon, kidishoni le. What does this mean? The Gemara is now making a reference to a dialogue which we're going to have tomorrow here, later on in the Amud Aleph. It says in the Pasuk of Lisis Hashem HaShech HaLashav, ki lo yinaka Hashem, Eitz HaShish HaShvua HaLashav. So now, according to Rapapa says, Kilo Yinaka means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give Malkus on the world. Because he said, Yinaka, there's no way that you can go and be Matar yourself. This is such a terrible thing that you went and you said Hashem's name in vain and making this type of Shvua. Yinaka, Nishnu. Abai is going to answer, Mir Hashem, no. Kilo Yinaka Hashem, who do Lo Yinaka? They do give him Malkus.
And that's a kapara.
Ah, exactly. So Dr. Yomura, that's what the Shav and the Sheker Echad Heng comes to tell you. That not only are talking about a Lav Sheyesh B'mais in the future, even the Lav Sheyesh B'mais of a Chalti, V'lo Yechalti, I would think that's the Shav anyway. And the Torah says about that, Liyanaka Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to go and forgive someone that made such azah. Stupidity. No, Kiddushani like Abaye answered, Hashem Taka, lo yinaka, but the Bezmish Mata Menaka. No, since it's coming to tell you Taka, there's a din of Malkus, not only by Sheker, but even by Shaf. Another 2 minutes of Baisa. Viva Yisema. Kishem Shemevi Karban al Sheker. Just like, in other words, not Malkus now we're talking about Karban. Just like you bring a Karban al Sheker, Kach Mevi Karban al Shav, Rabbi Kivi, the Machayev Lisha Over Kil Habo. Oh, now we're going full circle back to the beginning of our Perek and the beginning of the Masechta. The Shvushtaim Shein Arba. What's a Shvushtaim Shein Arba? Shvushtaim is Lihaba. Lihaba, we said, that's a Shvuz Bitoy. And you bring the carbon oil of the yardid because it says Lahara oil hate Lihaba. It's Kishem Shemevi carbon al Sheker. Shek is Lihaba because he says Oichal and he didn't eat. Or Loi Oichal and he did eat. So that's a Sheker. Kachmevi carbon al Shav. That's Lishavar. It doesn't say that in the Ferish in the Pasuk. Chol l'shivati, or the Mishvua comes to include a karma oil of the yardid, not only on the Lahabaz, but also on the Shavar.
And we said Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of the Shavar. He says only Shtayim, it's not Shtayim Shem Arba, right? Didn't we say earlier?
Not Shema, not
we said, go back to Gimel, go back to Beis on the Beis. Didn't we say that this was all Rabbi Shmuel, the first mission is Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva is not our first Mishnah?
What you're thinking about is Gimel Amud Aleph.
Thank you.
The Gimel Amud Aleph is right where we start the wide lines.
Right.
It says, Gimel, two lines before. Mani masis le Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, I Rabbi Shmuel Amar in a chayv el al osad lovay. When it comes to Shvuas, you're only chayv on the osad, not on the she'ovah. That's what you're thinking of.
Right.
I Rabbi Kiva can't be Rabbi Kiva because Amar al helam tumu chayv. So Rabbi Kiva is only arguing on the Helam Tumma concept.
Thank you.
But he's not on the, it's only two and not four, Mikdash and Koydish.
That's how it could be Rabbi Kiva. Okay, thank you.
However, the Gabbat Dinah of the Shavuot
is Rabbi Kiva is a Shtayim Shem Arba person.
Exactly.
Thank you for clarifying.
No problem. Meisvei. Again, just two more seconds.
Yes.
Frank Timore. Meisvei. Eizu hi Shavuot Shav. Explain to me what a Shavuot Shav is. We've had this Gemara before. Nishba Lashanis is a Yidul Adam. He comes to say something which is crystal clear that it's not true. And therefore, when Shav is Shtusim. Now, what is Lashanis of Yidul Adam? Rashi gives the classic example, which may or may not apply today. Rashi says, Lashanis of Yidul Ala Ish Shehu Isha. Is a man walking down the street, but says, that's a lady. That's a, you can see clearly, that's a lady. That's a ridiculous. You see, it's a man. You know, that's what I'm saying today. Yeah. With all the Mishagum and the other Zachan, okay, we don't have to get into politics and Shusrei. Anyway, but the point is, when he says, Lishan is Yidul Adam, that's Shav. Shav means what he's saying is nonsense ab initio. As soon as he utters the word, we see already from inception, Shusim, he's a man, or it's a lady. Okay. What is Shavuot Sheker? Nishbal Hachlif. How does Rashi explain Nishbal Hachlif? Rashi says, look on the fourth line, Nishbal Hachlif. Lishan is Eser Emes Bishvu Asai, Helish Ovar. What is that called? A Shavuot Sheker. Didn't we say now in the
Shavuot Shavuot Sheker was future and Shav was past?
Exactly. Now we're saying that's
Shavuot Sheker. It's a Meisei. So
that's Yimoras Meisei. That's Yimoras Kasha. You said that Sheker means for the future, and Rashi says Shavuot Sheker Nishbal Hachlev means on what happened in the past. That the Shav does Nishka Sheker. And for the Yimora Eima, Nishba Umachlev, not Nishba Lahachlev on something that happened in the past, but he's Nishba for the future, and then he's Machlev in the future. Next Rashi. Eima Nishba Umachlev, Nishba Lasois, Oichal, I will eat, or I will not eat. The Yachach Heflin's Dvore, and then he changes mind, he changes Dibba, Vuloi Asa, Shli Asa. Oh, that's called a Sheker. That's consistent with what we had before. The Shav is. At the time that you said it, it was Dvar Metein, like Achalti, Vloy Achalti, and the God, the person, you're saying, Isha, the Chshtusim, that Shav, Sheker is that he intends to do ABC, and then he changes his mind, he doesn't do it. Nishba Lihachlif, I'm sorry, Nishba Umachlif, in the future, he's Machlif, that's Ishwa Sheker, and that's consistent with what we had on the other base. And that's the end of Kiyasa Rav Dimin, Om Rav Yochanan, tomorrow we start Kiyasa Ravin, Om Ravo, etc., Om Rav Yochanan. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zag Yizint and Hatzlocha Rabbo.